We're on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Om Rabbi Alexandria, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Om Espal Tzor, Shatsiya Shlosh Psiyos Lachorav, V'yachar Kach Yitain Shalom. Personal daven is just like you have to walk backwards away from your Rebbe, you have to walk backwards away from the Rebbeinu Shlom, after Shmon Esrei, three Psiyos. And they say a few different reasons for that. One reason is that Moshe Rabbeinu went in to the Shechina through Choshech Amon Arafel, so you go back through three different Choshech Amon Arafel. Or it says that when the Shechina came down on Har Sinai, they went away three milim. So it's connected those three milim. Or when the Kohen would cut off the Mizbeach, he would go back towards the Kevesh, three Rovdim. So it's connected those three Rovdim. Whatever it is, there's what's it called, the remozim to three, or you have to go away, you're in a makom kodesh, you have to go back to a neutral place, and then back to a makom chol. So it's three psios. You take three steps back, and then you give shalom. Omer le Rav Mordechai, kivin shepasa shalosh psios achorav, hosu mi boi le lemekam. And when you take the three steps back, you have to stay there. And not go back until they start, either start Shmon Esrei, you go back for Kedusha. Marshal a Talmud and Niftami Rabo and Chozer out or Domala Kelev Sheshav Al Keo. If you go back and you return immediately, then it shows you didn't have covered for your Rebbe when you went back. It was some kind of practical reason why you did it. But if you stay there for a few minutes, right, then it's clear that you're leaving your Rebbe and you're leaving with Derech Covet. Tanya Namihachi Hamispal Sorosh Yafsiya Sholosh Psios Lachorav, the Yachar Kach Yitein Sholom. Right, you take three steps back and then you bow to give shalom and just to say goodbye. Vim lo asa kein roi lo shlo ispalo. And Reb Chaim Brisker says, why is it roi shlo ispalo? Because if you don't take three steps back, that means you didn't think during Shmon Esrei that you were standing in front of the Shechina. And the minimal kavana of what tefillah is standing in front of the Shechina. If you don't have that kavana, you're not yotzei b'chlau. You don't have kavana for the words or whatever, b'di'evet, you are yotzei. But you don't have kavana, you're standing in front of the Shechina, then b'di'evet, I feel you're not yotzei, better you shouldn't have davened. Mishum Shmaya Amru, or Rav Shmaya, Mishum Rav Shmaya Amru, Shano Sein Shalom Li'amin, the Acher Kach L'Smol. You give shalom towards the right, and then towards the left. Shenemar Mi'amino Eish Taslamo. The Omer Yipo Mitzidcho Elef, Uravava Minecha. Two psukim. One, Mi'amino, the Rebbeinu Shem gave the Torah from his Yamin. So you see, Yamin is important. And next, Yipo Mitzidcho Elef, Uravava Minecha. 1,000 on the left, and 10,000 on the right. So you see, the right is more chashuv. Maiva Omer, why do you need two psukim? The Chitei Ma'urcha de Milsahi, Lemesa Bi'amin. Tashma, Yipo Mitzidcho Elef, Uravava Minecha. So, Rashi and Tosus both learn what's Urcha de Milsa. I might think you have to give. Oh, one second, let's see Rashi first. Hasum be boiler the makeum. The makum shapsios kolos below lausulalti. You don't go back immediately. You wait until at least they start Shmon Esrei, or some hold you have to wait till Kedusha. The imlo, but at least you have to wait kihilch daladamas. You have to wait the amount of time it would take to walk daladamas. Dimlo also came near a commotion low knuckle or shusli potter. If you didn't do that and you walked right back, then it looks like you didn't ask for shus to leave, right? Just came back and it was all one big bilbo. Roy lo shlo ispao, roy lo shlo ispao, Garcina. Better he shouldn't have davened. Kolomer noach hayelo lo ispao. Better for him he shouldn't have davened. Kolomer roy lo shlo bala olam. Just like we have the same phrase, roy lo shlo bala, better he shouldn't have come into the world. Miyamino eishtos alma yamin adifa. We see that the yamin is more important. The Rosh Hashanah gave the Torah from his yamin. Ravava miminecho hayamin sovelis ravava mazikim. The right side can take care of 10,000 mazikim, where the left side only 1,000. With the chitei meurchehu, what do you need two psukim? Because for the first part, I would say shayamin muchenis lishtamish ba lachein nitnu aluchos miyamin v'lav chashivusa diyaminhi. So Rashi learns that if I only had the first pasuk, I would say the reason that the right is not more important, it's just it's more usable. Right? You use your right hand more. So that's why the Torah was given from the right hand of the Rabban Shlom, similar to what people use their right hand, but not because it's more chashuv. Now in the second pasuk, tell me it's more chashuv. Tosus learns that it's hinting to what's coming next. What's coming next is Rav Chazi Labaya, the Yoiv Shlomo Yamina Bereisha. So Rava saw that Abaya bowed to his right side first. We're not talking about your right side. You should bow to your left to have a Yamino Shlokanish Baruch. You bow towards the Rabbanu Shlom's right. He's facing you. Right? The right side, so Tosus learns that was the Havamino over here also. If I only had one Pasuk, I would say, Ka'urche. You bow first to your right and then to your left. Since we have the second Pasuk, tells me it's the Rabbanu Shlom's right that's more important. Amar Rav Chia Berei de Rav Huna Chazinul Hula Abaya Varova de Pasivu Shalosh Psios Bekriya Achas. They would bow down, walk back three steps, and then bow to the sides. Rashi, the small didah, the hi yamino shalakarish baruch hu, shal mispao roa atzmo kilu shechina lemu panav, shenemar shivisi Hashem negdi tami. Person who davens should feel like the Rabbanu Shlom standing opposite him. So if he bows to his left, he's bowing to the Rabbanu Shlom's right side. So then the Kohen Gadol goes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in the Heichal he says a short tefillah. My matzli, what tefillah does he say? Rav Rav Adha, Varovin Bar Rav Adha, Tarvayu Mishmei the Rav Amrei, Yirotzum Fanecho Hashem Elokeinu Shteishon Azu Geshuma Ushchuda. Should be a a rainy, hot year. And they say, why is he daven for rain, Bichlau? Because rain is held back because of Lashon Hara. And the Ketores is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. So it's a good time to daven for rain. So Mor says, Shechunah Ma'al Yisrael? It's good, it should be a hot year. Ela'ema im Shechunah take Shuma. It's going to be hot, it should be rainy. Ravacha Bered Rava Messiahimba Mishmed Rav Yehuda Lo Yadi Ovid Shulton Mibdeis Yehuda. He also says that the melech should not go, the malchus shouldn't, depart from Beis Yehuda. And he says this in Aramaic, because they shouldn't, the mekatrigim don't understand Aramaic, malachim don't understand Aramaic, and they shouldn't hear a powerful tefillah. Others say just the opposite. They don't need malachim. Normally you need malachim to bring your tefillahs to the Rabbanu Shlom. Here the Kohen Gadol definitely doesn't need malachim to bring his tefillahs, so he can say it in Aramaic. And others say, because it's a pasuk, this is the targum of the pasuk, lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda. You're not allowed to say a pasuk by heart, so you say the targum. Okay. The lo yu amcha Yisrael tzrichim lefarnes zem mizeh. People shouldn't need each other. They should be able to have parnasa without being dependent on other people. The lo tikonis lefanecha tfilos over drachim. And you shouldn't listen to the tfilos of travelers that would want it not to rain. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa v'ko'azul be'urcha shodan mitra alei. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was traveling and it was raining. Everybody is happy. They're in their houses, right? Watching the rain. And I'm in the middle of the rain. Pasuk Mitra, the rain stopped. Now it's not raining. People are Bitzar. They need rain. And I'm now okay. Awesome. Mitra started raining again. What did the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur help? That he davened that the Rabbanu Shlom shouldn't listen to the tefillos of travelers. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, the Rabbanu Shlom listened to his tefillah, even connected the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. From the Rabbanan, Naisim the Kohen Gadol echot sheherech b'tefillah. So the nimnu echot haKohanim likonis achrob. He was marich b'tefillah. He said a long tefillah, and the mefarshim say it's lav dafka. This is exactly the tefillah he said. Depends on the circumstances. But this is one example of the tefillah the Kohen Gadol would say. But according to the circumstances, that's the tefillah he would say in the Heichal. So one time a Kohen Gadol was marich b'tefillah, and they decided to go in after him into the Heichal. His chilu heim nichnasim v'yotzei. When they were going in, he was already coming out. Why did you daven such a long tefillah? We got scared. We thought you died. Amr lohem kasha meinechem shesfalauti aleichem ve'al beis hamikdash lo yechari. It's bad for you that I daven long and that the beis hamikdash shouldn't be destroyed. And I daven for you also. Amr lo altihi rogilasos kei. No, I shouldn't do it like that. I shouldn't get used to doing this. Shari shoninu lo hayamarik b'tefillah so kadesh lo v'hamis Israel. It's not a good thing, because Klal Yisrael got scared that maybe the Kohen Gadol will die, and it's a terrible siman. So this way, come out quickly, so people will know that you're still alive. Rashi Shchuna Chama, hot year, Ovid Shulton, Osem Memshova, Ovrei Drachim, Ispalim Shlo Yerdu Geshomim, Vechanina Benacha, Shein Lizriya, Vesodas. I don't have any fields, so I don't really care if it rains or doesn't rain. Okay, Mishenitul Aram, when the Aron was taken away, Evan Hoysa, Shami Yamos Nevi'im Rishonim, Ushtia Hoysa Nikres. There was a stone in the place where the Aron was, and that was called Evan Shtia. Gavoam in the Aron Sholosh Etzbos. It was three Etzbos above the ground. V'aleha Yenosein, and that's where he, what's it called, would put the Dab, when he sprinkled the Dab, went on that place. Now he went out, took the dam from the guy who was mixing it to make sure that it didn't coagulate. He went back to where he made the ketores. The Ahmad ben Makom Shamad stood between the two badim, or the place where the two badim was. The hizim imenu achas lamala v'sheva lamata, and he sprinkled the dam one above and seven below. The law imeskaven lahazel shlo lamala lamata elikamatzlit. And he didn't mamish sprinkle it on the aron in the first place of Mikdash, one above the kaporis and one below the kaporis. But it would, all went on the ground in front of the aron. And it was like a matzlif, it was like a, what's it called? A whip, like we said, with what's it called in the other perek. That matzlif means like a whip. And it just hit on the ground, what's it called, in a line in front of him. The kacha yamone achas. He would make the first one above and count one achas v'achas. Then he would make one below and the one above plus one below. Achas ushtayim, achas v'sholoch, achas v'arba, achas v'chomish, achas v'sheish, achas v'sheva. Yotza v'hinichu al kan hazov shebehechol. He went out and put that what's it called, blood of the par on a golden stand that was in the Heichel, and Hevio lo es ha-so'ir. Then they brought him the so'ir ha-pnimi, the one that was ola gora l'ashem, and he would shecht it. Shechto v'kibo mizrak es domo, nichlus l'makom she-nichlus, v'yavon l'makom she-omad, v'yizim menu achas l'mal v'sheva l'mata. And then the Gros says, and we have the same thing over here, v'lo haya miskaven l'hazas l'mal v'l'mata, v'kach ha-yamona, achas, achas v'yachas, achas v'shtayim, and so on. So first he did the dam ha-par inside, towards the Aron, or the Makom Ha'aron, but not on the Aron, even in the time of the first place of Mikdash, and not on the Evan Shasiyah, but on the ground in front of it, and one Lamala and seven Lamata, and then he went out, and he put the Dam Hapar down, and then he, what's it called, he put it down on the, what's it called, on the golden stand outside the, in the Heichel. Yotza, then he would take the dam ha-so'ir, as he shechted the so'ir, and bring its dam inside, do the same thing. Yotza, then he'd go out with the dam ha-so'ir, the inichu al-kanazov ha-sheni shebehechel, put it on the second, what's it called, stand, in the hechel, golden stand. So he had the blood of the par on the first one, the blood of the so'ir on the second one. Because now he's going to take the blood of the par again, to what's it called, to be mazah in the hechel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loha Yeshom El Kanech Kenechot. There was only one stand. Notul Dam HaPar V'Niach Dam HaSo'ir. He would take first the Dam of the Par off the stand, and then put down the Dam of the So'ir. And they learn from here, the Or Zeruah, that if you have two Sifrei Torah like this Shabbos, three Sifrei Torah, two Sifrei Torah. So first, what's it called? You take the what's it called, the one that you're going to read, the second one, and put it up, and then you put away the first one. You don't do Hagban Galila on the first one until you take the second one and put it on the Shulchan. Because you see over here that he took the Dam HaPar first, and then he put down the Dam HaSo'ir. Only after he took the Dam HaPar. So they asked, that's very good according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Chachamim, where there were two Kenim, just the opposite. First he put down the Dam HaSo'ir, and then he took the Dam HaPar. Right? It's just the opposite. So they say, no, over there you can't learn from it, because there he had to put it down because he had to have his right hand empty to be able to take it. Couldn't have both of them in both hands. So he had to put it down to take the dam. But if there was two things, then it's a raya, that just like by two Sifrei Torah, what's it called, and you only have one you're going to read, so first you bring the one that you're going to read, and then you put away the one that you already read. Then he stood in the Heichel, and he was mazed towards the Parochas, again on the floor, but towards the Parochas. The dam fell on the floor, it didn't go on the Parochas. And same thing, one above and seven below. One he sprinkled up, and the other one's towards down. V'lo ayim miskaven. Same thing before, it wasn't miskaven, what's it called, bedafka, to should hit the parochas, but on the floor, and like a matzlif, like a whip. V'kach ayim molden. And he would count the same way before. Notul dam ha-soyer v'niach dam ha-por. Then he would take the dam ha-soyer and put down the dam ha-por. The same order, the chule. And then he would take the, what's it called, so what he did was, he did the dam hapar and then the dam ha-so'ir inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he went out and again did the dam hapar and dam ha-so'ir outside in the heichal. Ira, then he went back out, ira dam hapar l'tov dam ha-so'ir, he would mix the two bloods together, the Nosan Samoli Bereker, and then pour it all back into the empty one. So it would mix well, and then he would be mazah that on the karnos of the Mizbeach HaZohav, on the golden Mizbeach inside the Heichal. Okay, Rashi. Nevi'im HaRishonim, Dovid HaShmuel, Meforish, V'Masech HaSota. That was the Evan Shasiyah, was there already from the time of Dovid HaMelech. U'shtiyo HaYisanikris, Meforish Mimara. The Gemara explained why it was called Evan Shasiyah. L'makom Shenichnas, L'beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They say that the rock that's in the dome of the rock is a very, very high rock. This was only three etzbos. But when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they raised it down to its foundations. So the rock was uncovered more than was originally. L'makom Shenichnas, L'beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He went back to where he was before by the Ketores. L'makom Shalmat Bein Abadim. He didn't actually throw the blood on the Aram, one above on the Kaporis and seven below. That wasn't what he did. Shari lo al haKaporis nogim el al aritz noflos. They didn't touch the Aram at all. The blood, it fell on the ground in front of the Aram. Except el kamatzli b'shura zutachas zu, it was in a line on the ground, one after the other, kol shmona hazos, all eight of them were on the floor. Kematzlif lo yadati l'shon. The Rashi says, I don't know what matzlif means, but the Ma'aseh, the Gemara said before, kematzlif is kemenagda, like a person who's giving malchus. So Noi Rashi says over here, he doesn't know, we had it before, that's what the Gemara said it means. V'kach ha'yamal, men b'gmar m'forish taima. Notul dama par tchila v'hiniach dama soir. Maskona de milsed Rabbi Yehuda hi. The Omer lohoya shom ela kain eka. Rabbi Yehuda says there was only one cane, so in that case he took first the dam ha-soyer, the dam ha-par, and then he put down the dam ha-soyer. The Omer lohoya shom ela kain eka. Tzorek litul dam ha-par tchila. Ala parochas k'desi v'chei yasa lo'ol boi. Do the same thing you did inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Heichal, towards the parochas. Ira dam ha-par k'desi v'matnos ha-mizbeach v'loka midam ha-par midam ha-sor midam shneim b'yachdav. Then, after he finishes doing each one separately in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichal, he mixes the bloods together and sprinkles them on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZov, on the Mizbeach HaKtoris. The Nosan HaMoli, B'morah Foresh Chozer Mara Mizrik Moli L'toch HaReikon K'dei La'arvan Yotha. He would mix one blood into the other, and now he had one full Mizrak and one empty one. He poured the full one back into the empty one to mix them good. Mishenignas loktani ela mishenito. Doesn't say when the Aram was hidden away, but when it was taken away. Tanan Kamanda Omer Aran Gala Labadal. This Mishnah holds, like the man the Omer who says, the Aran was not hidden away in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was taken away by the Goyim to Bavel. The Tanya, Rebbe Lezer Omer Aran Gala Labadal. The Aran, what's it called, was taken away to Bavel. Shenemar Uchuvas Hashon Hasholach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar Vayivyeu Bavelo in Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. They sent and brought who was it? Sikiyahu. Whoever, what's it called, they brought back to Bavel together with the Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. And the Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem, Yo Yochid, the king, he brought him to Bavel together with the Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem. And the Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem is the Aram. Rashi Vayivel Bavel and the Yochid in Klei Chemdas, who Aram? That's the precious thing of the Beis Hashem, is the Aram. So Nebuchadnezzar brought the Aram to Golis. And the reason to make an Aron in Bayesheni, could have made an Aron, but the whole purpose of the Aron was for the Luchos. There were no Luchos. The Luchos for sure was hidden away. So without Luchos, there's no purpose for an Aron. Rav Shim ben Yochai Omer Oren Gol Lebavel. Rav Shim ben Yochai agrees also. The Oren was sent into Golus and Bavel. Shenemer lo yivaser dovar Omer Hashem. Lo yivaser dovar Omer Hashem. Nothing will be left. What's dovar? Elu Aseres HaDibros Shebo. Nothing will be left, meaning the Aseres HaDibros which were in the Oren, even the Oren and the Aseres HaDibros won't be left. Rav Yehuda ben Lakish Omer Aaron bimkomo nignas. He holds that it wasn't taken to Bavel, but it was hidden in its place. Shenemar, and there's others will see that hold it wasn't hidden in its place; it was hidden somewhere else, like we had before, in the place where they cut and inspected the wood. That's where it was hidden. But he holds it was hidden in its place in the Kodesh Hakadosh. Shenemar v'yiru roshi abadim min hakodesh al pnei hadvir v'lo yiru hachutza v'yusham ad hayom hazeh, and it remains there till today. Today means, we'll see tomorrow, Sunday, we'll see when, what Adi Yom HaZeh means, but it means till Mamashim remained there forever. So the Maisit was there even after the Golus. Upligat the Ula, and they argue on Ula, Domer Ula, Shaul Rabbi Masim ben Chorech, the Shim ben Yochai Baromi, the Chimiachash Rabbi Lezer Melabdeinu Pabri Shodo Shnia, Oren Gol LeBavel, right? Twice the Oren was brought to Bavel. Rishon Hadamorin by Yeh Bavelim Klechem Zbeis Hashem. The first one we saw from the Nebuchadnezzar took Yochin and the Aron to Bavel. Shnia Mahi. What's the second time? Deceive by Yetsi Mibas Sion Kol Hadora. Right, all the glory of Bas Sion was taken. My Kol Hadora, Hadora. Right, all of its cheder, it's what was in Lefnai v'Lefnim, in a room, inside the room, which means the Kodesh HaKadoshim was also taken. Rashi. Vayarichu Abanim, Sefer Dikro, Vayu Shom Ad Yom HaZeh. The Aron was there till today. Upliga de Ula, Hadatani Rav Shimon Omer, Aron Gol Lebavel. That's what Rav Shimon said, that the Aron was taken above. Bavel, argues on Ula. Because Ula said it was Nignas Bimkomo. Rishon Lo Shniyah, Klomer Mishnei Mikros. Two places we learn that the Aron was taken away in the first place of Mikdash to Bavel. One pasuk by Yusham Ad Yom HaZeh, and the second pasuk is by Yetsi Mibas Sion Kol Hadora. Kol Hadora, Hagadus Bechedri Hadorim. That which is hidden in the inner chambers, in the inner room.